to Radio Labyrinth. This is season 8, episode 17, recording on Wednesday, April 26th, 2023. We're going to record one more time on a Wednesday night next week, and then we move our recording to Sunday evenings, and the show will be released on Wednesdays. And that's a couple weeks away, but that's all because my radio shift on May 1st goes from 9 a.m. in the morning to noon, and then it moves now to 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So it's a little difficult. We're trying to figure it out, but we're still going to deliver you episodes of the show. We just recorded our Patreon-only show where we talked about Barry, Season 4, Episode 3. And if you'd like to watch that, well, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up at the $5 and above level. And that gets you the access. If you sign up at a $25 level, you can become a producer of the show and, get a drawing from me on my little iPad digital doodle. And and I'll send it to you. Now, I finished one for Roby. I'm working on one for Kevin Jackson. And then one more person who just signed up to be a new Patreon producer has to reply to my email so I know what to draw for you. But Kevin, I am working on your little mashup drawing that you asked me to do. And also be on the lookout for stickers. And you are due a t-shirt from the t-shirt store. So again, you can go and find out all that information at patreon.com/Tim Andrews. First and foremost, thank you to our producers, Jim Fortner. That is our new producer who needs to get in contact with me. Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Tim Slayton, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you guys.
Please rate and review us if you like our show. You can do that on Spotify. That would be very nice to get those ratings up. And also on iTunes, rate, review. If you're watching on the YouTube, remember to like, subscribe, turn on the notifications, and feel free to comment on them and share them with your friends. You know, if you like the show and you have a Facebook page, share it with your friends and family and people you think might enjoy the show. What do you say? You want to do it?
Yeah, I remember you used to read the reviews.
Yeah.
And they were very funny. You would do them in different voices. And
yeah, and you can, if you want me to read your review in a specific voice, just put it in your note. Have Tim read this as so-and-so.
Yeah.
Even if it's bad.
Yeah, who cares? We'll have fun with it anyway. Like I can't get Theo Vaughn down, even though I try. I try and try and try and practice to get it down. I think Dustin does a better Theo Vaughn.
How's your Joe Biden? You're going to have another 4 years of that impression.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he will improve his cognitive abilities, his speech-giving prowess will only improve over the next 5-6 years.
Oh, come on now.
You know what? You better start working on your Kamala Harris impression.
What are you talking about? You just go back to doing your Trump, because that motherfucker's going to be running this country again next
year.
From
jail? From jail?
He ain't going to jail. Get out of here.
Oh, no, he's going to be in Fulton County Jail when Fonnie Willis arrests him.
Hilarious.
Yeah. We don't really talk politics on here.
No.
It's because it's dumb. It's all dumb.
That's why I'm saying there's no, whatever is going to be the most salacious, ridiculous thing is what will happen.
He's going to tap Tucker Carlson to be his running mate.
Oh, my God.
And they'll win every state except for California. That's what's going to happen. And he'll be in jail and Tucker will be living in the vice president's house. And that'll be the way the country is for 4 years.
Wouldn't it be, though? I think I could be into that if our president was presidenting from jail.
Joe Exotic.
I'm going to veto all this shit. We got to balance the budget and make sure that all the tigers in the country are fucking let go. First thing I'm going to do is kill Carol Baskins when I'm president. I'm going to hang that bitch. I'm going to push her out of the Washington Monument and let her swing till her neck snaps. And then I'm going to throw her body into a lion cage and let him eat her raw. That fucking bitch, Carol Baskins.
Whatever happened? They made movies about that, right? They're, of course, flops.
Yeah.
Because nobody gives a shit. Everybody gave a shit when it first came out. It's like, oh my God, we're all stuck at home. We're going to watch these fucking horrible people who collect cats and shoot guns and like wild animals and keep them in cages where they enjoy being. and, you know, feed them their husbands and people they don't like or whatever. I don't know, deer. I'm not saying Carol Baskins did that.
There was a lot of shocking things that happened, though. I mean, the one guy killed himself, like, right on the video. That was crazy. Blew his brains out.
The one guy who only had two teeth.
He's got a full grill, though.
Oh, sure.
Last year they had found her husband in Costa Rica. The report came out.
Oh, he was alive?
And then this year, just last month, the DA in South Florida opened back up the case because they said that those report that he was found was false.
Yeah.
Well, she's still fighting off that whole feeding her husband to a lion thing.
Well, I know that she's a fucking bitch. I'm going to fix everything. You know it. You know it.
I would not. I don't know. Who cares, right? Who gives a shit? I'm voting for RFK Jr.
Who's RFK Jr.?
His dad was RFK. You know, the guy that got shot.
Oh, Robert F. Kennedy?
Yeah, it's his son is running. He's never held public office before.
Oh, yeah.
But he is married to Cheryl Hines, so that qualifies him to be president of the United States.
Oh, he's the one who got in trouble for saying a bunch of... Or he got her in trouble because she's like a super liberal whatever, and she's got that podcast with Tig Notaro, and I guess he said a bunch of stuff that was like super... I don't know what, but then she had to apologize to all of her Hollywood friends that she wasn't like some scumbag and hate her because her husband said all the stuff.
He wrote a book about Fauci and how shitty Fauci is. And he was against all the Pfizer stuff, you know, and then I think one of his children was autistic. And so that led him to blame, you know, normal vaccinations that you get, you know, like
polio,
all the stuff we got, you know. So, you know, he said that was a cause of it. And, you know, other kids too who just, you know, had autism, that it all came from these vaccinations. But, you know, our generation all got vaccinated and that didn't go on. And there weren't people like that in school unless they just didn't, you know, the parents just kept them home.
I think maybe they just got like a bad batch in the 90s or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it too much because we'll get flagged. These people are anti-science. I mean, we could post it on Twitter. It's so funny what's happened to Twitter as a social media platform. All the people that you joined up Twitter to follow no longer have blue checks. And it's like all the nuts now have blue checks. It's so fucking weird because, you know, you'll see something by, you know, Mary Lynn Ricegub. Let's just, you know, I saw her in my feed the other day. No blue check mark. Caroline Ray, no blue check mark. All these people that I follow.
Stephen King still has his.
Yeah, because Elon Musk gave it to him.
Well, I don't want to. You should probably just send $8 to Ukraine if that's what you're going to do.
And then Elon Musk writes back, I've given, $150 million to Ukraine. Also, give them free satellite service and Starlink and such. So... put your money where your mouth is. He's a douchebag on Twitter. I love it. Anyway, Twitter is gone. If you liked the way Twitter was pre-Trump.
It's all TikTok now.
TikTok is so much better than anything. I like TikTok better than TV. I can't believe I resisted it. I'm a fucking addict. But one more real quick thing about Twitter. When I joined Twitter back in, 2008 or 9, it was so much fun following all these comedians. And then that Iran thing happened. You know, the Green Revolution in Iran. And people realized what a political thing it could be. And then, you know, all the politicians got on it. And then when Trump ran for president, I'm not blaming it on him. It was everybody just went nuts. And then it became fights, 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 politics, 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 dumb shit, people getting banned. Then the federal government started, you know, maybe you should take these persons. I mean, it just became stupid. And now... it's a wasteland, but he's restructuring it. And I think eventually it'll be in like an all-in-one type of thing where, you know, because now you see people are, you know, subscribe. It's becoming a Substack, and then you'll have Substack, and then you'll be able to use Dogecoin, and it'll just be all a completely different thing. But anyway, yeah, TikTok is much better because TikTok knows those super smart Chinese people that run that algorithm that are, you know, that you really should worry about looking at your data because like some guy over in China is going to care that you're, you know, jacking off in the afternoon or the evening. It's just, it shows you what you want. I want old clips from TV shows from the 70s and 80s. Here you go. I want comedy clips from my favorite comedians. Here you are. I want to watch a lady who makes pickles. Here you go. It's just cool. I like it. And then I spend a lot of time making TikToks that get 400 or 500 views, and I'm happy with that. Like the one I made with Gil, if you want to check it out. At Tim Andrews here is my handle. I thought that one was pretty funny because he's like addicted to Ritz crackers now. And I thought, one of the worst Harrison Ford movies ever made regarding Henry, when he realized he won't eat anything. And he's like, Ritz, get this man a Ritz cracker. And you put an Andy Griffith in. It's a lot of fun.
It was cute. Yeah, it was really cute. Especially whenever he went tearing ass to the pantry yelling.
Kickers.
But what are you watching?
What you watching there?
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
We watch
the Star Trek Picard season 3 finale. Gave me all the feels. I teared up a little bit. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Real men do cry.
Strong men also cry.
And it was just fucking amazing.
The bomb's lost.
That's right. I think it's the best Next Generation Star Trek content since First Contact. And a lot of people don't like First Contact, you know, like the critic type people. I know that Red Letter Media, they don't like it very much because it's too actiony and not enough Next Generation-y. But it is good, and I enjoyed it, so fuck you. I even like Generations because both he and Kirk are in it, and that is a bad movie, but I still like it. Anyway, I haven't liked any of the movies after that at all, not even the one where F. Murray Abraham gets his face stretched all the time, yeah. And then he tells a bunch of inappropriate jokes and gets fired. What can an 83-year-old man say that gets him fired? Give me a fucking break.
It was jokes.
Zero tolerance now.
Yeah.
Or anything.
And he was just telling jokes on set, and that was
oh my God, he offended me. I'm triggered. I can't act. Oh God, we better fire this 83-year-old man who's...
They didn't fire him from White Lotus.
No, they fired him from the other show that he's on, where he was a beloved character.
Yeah.
At least they didn't give him the... They didn't give him the treatment like, oh, he died.
Yeah.
What would Don Rickles do now?
Don Rickles got a pass. He got a pass. But he also didn't do the jokes he used to do in like the 50s and 60s, like, smile. You know, I'm not going to say what the joke. You know what the joke is. Where are you?
I like the smile. John Mulaney stuff about, what are you going to do, cancel me?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
I'll kill me. I almost did.
I'm really hoping that the people in charge of the Star Trek stuff continue and do Legends. I really hate the fact that, spoiler alert, Captain Shaw died. I like that character a lot.
Yeah, everybody liked him.
And it would have been great if he had been alive still and they could do a show. I'm frightened that they're going to do a spinoff with Seven of Nine being the captain of some ship.
And yeah, that's the backdoor pilot they set up at the end of the
episode. Yeah, I want to see something that has, you know, maybe bring Janeway back or Sisko. Is that guy still alive, that actor? Hope so.
Spencer. Yeah.
Yeah. I really loved it. And the member berries went down really, really well. And I really dug it. There's a couple of notes on that, though. I think just because of that, we talked about this last week with Mandalorian and how they rescued the season with the last two episodes. Even so, like, I'm just going to call this things I'm definitely maybe probably done with in less. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All Star Wars movies and shows, with the caveat being Mando solo adventures disconnected from the Disneyverse. If they go back to the formula, which they're not going to do, if they went back to the formula where it was just, you know, the Mandalorian and Grogu going on space adventures like the A-Team, or, you know, swashbuckling in to fix something or to pick people up, or if he's going to pick up, you know, rogue people because he's a bounty hunter again, I would love that. That would be cool. Little, you know, closed adventure episodes 8, 9, 10 of them, I'd be happy with that. But other than that, I can't do it anymore. The universe is too expansive and some of the stories are too stupid. And I'm going to say the same for Star Trek, because I know everybody loves it, but I don't like New Trek. And if they bring Legends, if they do the Legends thing, I'll watch it. But I'm not a fan of the New Trek. Even the retro stuff, I don't like.
Strange New Worlds is awesome, man. You're missing out.
No, I've watched it. I don't care for it all that much.
Well, Jeff and I, we had a text debate because I hated the end of Snowfall. Hated.
Oh, do tell. Spoil it.
Well, it's over now, so you don't have to watch it anymore.
It doesn't matter. I invested 5 years in the show, and for them to have such a kick-ass last season to end it the way they did, it was ridiculous.
Give a little quick recap. So what was this final season all about?
I mean, it was, everything was, you know, Franklin was losing everything. You know, Teddy, the CIA agent, he took all of his money, all that $70 million, he took it. And Franklin spent like the last several episodes doing like the worst things that he's ever done to try and get this money back. And in the end, I mean, quick synopsis, spoiler alert, he did not get the money back. Okay, Teddy's dead, Jerome's dead. I mean, like all the characters, which I hated that Jerome died, but everything was happening in a way that you figured would happen, but they wrote it so well. It was going so good. Then they ended with Franklin just kind of like losing his mind, and he's a drunk, and he's just
like living, his dad.
Yeah, and he's just living in Sissy's old house. Like Leon comes back from Ghana like a year later after Franklin doesn't have the money, doesn't have the chick, the baby's gone, all that crap. And he's just wandering around in this tattered wife beater that looks like he was in Castaway. There's no way this shit would be this tattered in 1 year's time of him living in this house. And he like forgot how to talk and stuff. He's just shuffling around like a damn idiot, not like the super intelligent person that he's always been. And totally in control. I just felt like he was cartoonish. It wasn't even like
you didn't get arrested or have to go to jail or anything?
No.
So the CIA fucked him over and took all of his money and gave it to the Contras.
They just kept that money.
Yeah, they kept it. Wow. And then his mom killed Teddy.
Oh.
Yeah, his mom killed Teddy, and then she went to jail.
Oh.
And Franklin just. All he was trying to do was get that money back. That's all he cared about, was getting the money back.
You got to watch it, though. Spoiler alert. His mom killed Teddy right before he gave him the money back.
Mm-hmm.
Like seconds before.
He was getting like the password on the phone, yeah. And she just blam, blew his brain out. I mean, it was a really good season. All the writing was so good, but I really feel like they did not do John Singleton they did not do him well, because I do not think he would have ended the show like this.
No.
Yeah, who knows what would have happened if he'd been around till the end.
I mean, it's not like I wanted Franklin to get away with everything, or I wanted him to die, but I would have preferred him to get away with everything. I would have been happy with, they did a flash forward and he's like 60 or 55 or something, and he's the CEO of some big company, and he built it all on crack, you know, like the American dream. He's like at a pool party with Dr. Dre and shit.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's how the Kennedys got rich. The father was a bootlegger. People forget that.
I would have preferred that. Yeah.
I would have preferred that. Joe Kennedy built his entire empire by doing illegal shit. And then he used his money and his influence to get his son into the White House. The first son that was supposed to go into the White House was Joe Kennedy Jr. He got shot down in World War II and died. And then JFK becomes president. He was the weakest of all of them physically. He gets killed. And then RFK Jr. runs and looks like he's going to take the nomination. He gets killed. And they just, put a dead woman in Teddy's car and framed him. No, that's not. He got drunk and drove off a bridge, and the poor girl died. And
allegedly.
Some reason people in Massachusetts kept electing him senator after that. Well, he's a good senator.
He likes lobsters.
So what if he fucking kills somebody? He's a good senator. He's a real good senator, and we don't fucking care that he's drunk all the fucking time and that he talks like he's not even from this state. He's like from another planet.
Yeah, those Kennedys have fucked up accents. You can't tell, though, what RFK Jr.'s accent is because he sounds like Katharine Hepburn. But can you imagine the debate between if he debates President Biden next year? Those debates will be fun. RFK Jr., Katharine Hepburn voice, and, you know, Space Cadet. Anyway.
Sound like an argument from On Golden Pond.
Oh, my God. You want to suck face? Hey, look, pal, you want to... Hey, no joke. We'll suck your face. Let's lick the world, folks. Come on. Hey, come on.
Anyway. The Dalai Lama taught me this.
Yeah, Dalai Lama. Come here and lick my tongue. Suck my tongue. Oh, it's just tradition. Now we're starting to sound like David Icke.
But I was going to ask you, I know you love Theo Von. Did you hear John Mulaney on Theo Von?
I haven't listened to that one yet. I spent yesterday laughing my ass off the whole way home with the Harlan Highway and Caroline Ray. He said, why, you ever kiss somebody that tastes like a Greek salad? She goes, I was married one, or I had a kid one. Huh? Oh, hey, guy. I can't do him, but man, that is such a funny show. And she's laughing the whole time, which is what makes it funny. No, I haven't listened to Theo yet, but he did meet Trump. Oh, man, dude. Duke came in. It was surreal. I mean, he had a presence, you know? You know? He had a presence. Did he know who you were? Nah.
What I loved was Mulaney and him had never really hung out. They saw each other like once, and Mulaney had listened to his podcast, and he said, you know, when I was listening to your podcast, and there's something you said, it's been a while ago, but it's always stuck with me, about how you never watched Malcolm in the Middle, that you were waiting until you got older. That has really stuck with me. And Theo goes, I like to save things. He was waiting till he got older to watch Malcolm in the Middle.
So he hasn't watched it yet?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to save that.
Yeah, I'm saving Supernatural till I get older.
Are you?
Yep.
So we have a guest coming up, don't we? And anything else we want to cover? Venture Brothers movie. There's no date, but the trailer's out for the movie and it looks really good. If you're a fan of that. And other news, Richard Lewis is retiring from stand-up. He should.
He's got Parkinson's though, right?
Yeah, yeah. He just got diagnosed.
That's awful. But at least he's going to be in that season, the upcoming season of Curb, so that's good.
Which he said was the final season of Curb, but then deleted it.
Oh, he did? Oh, so maybe it's not. Or he wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah. Mm.
Love Richard Lewis.
I hope it's not the final season.
I hope so, too, but I don't know.
Seems you don't know with Larry.
You never know.
He should have, you know what they should do? He should have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on his show. Dating Cheryl. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh my God, that would be great. That would be so good.
He had that Vindman guy that recorded Trump's phone call to Zelensky, which was funny, even though it was dumb. I thought in retrospect it was pretty clever because Larry David's a funny writer. All right. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk with Mark Schrenkel. Catch up with Mark. I'm going to do this as a late in life Al Pacino. Thank you to Atlanta Pizza and Euro, a longtime sponsor of Radio Labyrinth. And thank you to Mike Hall, everyone at the restaurant. Please join Atlanta Pizza and Giro for their week. Am I saying that right? Is it Giro, Gyro, Euro, Hero? I know what a Hero sandwich is. That's what people in Philly know. They call it a hoagie. I don't know.
What'd you find out about this place? Was it in scent of a pizza?
Scent of a pizza. It smelled like pizza down there. Don't tell me why. I mean, she's a gorgeous lady, but then, maybe the gabagoo got in there, whatever. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. Threw me off. Where was I? Tuesday night team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m.
Now heading to spring with all 16 draft beers on tap. Available in over 40 other beers to choose from in bottles and cans. Wow, how about that? Bottles and cans. I like it in a bottle, but I also like it in a can. I mean, I don't like it in the can. I've never been in the can, but if I were in the can, I would take it in the can. You have no choice, really, when it comes to that. With a strong focus on local Georgia and Southeastern craft breweries, serving the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro dive pizza place with some come-as-you-are family-friendly atmosphere. And I've been told that all the glory holes are shut down, right? It's not sanitary. Dine-in and takeout available. Limited delivery is also available via Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, all them. Hey, if you're a business or a corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, or even if you know you're just hungry and you want a truck to come out of your house and just feed you, contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza and Giro by calling 770-483-6228. They're open from dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, Saturday, 12 to 9, closed on the Lord's Day. Well, you know, my Lord's. There are lots of different people have Lord's, and my, particularly is Sunday. Hopefully that was an okay Al Pacino, and if you hate it, well, fuck you.
Good. Mark Schrenkel back on Radio Labyrinth.
Hi there.
Also known as Sly. We don't say the last name so we don't get sued. It's just
Sly. Hey, doing
it. Hey, here you go. Yeah. You recently had some surgery, and also you doing live events with I Am Sean Array, and we want to talk about that. So first and foremost, how you feeling?
I'm doing all right. It's slow going.
Yeah.
Well, they lied to me. They didn't tell me how painful it was going to be. They had this, it's like a chrome machine that looked like a chrome octopus. And I asked her if they have a name for it, and they called it Da Vinci. that's the last thing I remember, asking them what they call the robot. But they had like three incisions on each side of my abdomen, and it just went in and just wallpapered my abdomen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was it a nice floral print?
What's that?
Was the wallpaper a nice floral print?
I asked them to double bag it and maybe I could be bulletproof.
There you go. Extra plaster, please.
Get some Kevlar in there.
Yeah.
So yeah, the hernia removal, right? How did they? What did they just go in and cut them out, or sew you up? I don't know how that works.
Well, what they do is they get this mesh, and they kind of first they gotta tuck all your intestines back through the muscle wall. They suture the muscle wall up, and then they put the mesh in between the the intestines and the muscle wall, and then they like kind of suture it, through the muscle and the mesh. So it's just all buttoned up now.
Hang on, I'm gonna go get some lube and then you retell it.
It's like a cummerbund.
Yeah.
Cummerbund.
Yeah.
Internal cummerbund.
And it feels like that. I mean, it feels tight. They did a good job. I mean, I had like a little shelf right above my belly button that was all guts that I just kept shoving back in with my fingers.
Oh, before the operation, not now.
Yeah. Not now, no. And one of the things that they said is that I would more than likely wake up without a belly button, but I still have my belly button.
See, there was a pizza guy. There was a guy that owned the pizza place near us, and they made great pizza, but he had what I thought was like a Quato type situation from Total Recall, like under his shirt. And it was so distracting when you would go in there to get your pizza. And we used to say, does he let the little thing out? Is that what is making the pizza? His little hands come out of there or whatever. But I wondered, was that a hernia? Was that like a horrible, severe hernia where, I mean, it was like,
I think it probably was. Yeah. Yeah. And I had a number of them. I had one main one that was like above my belly button and into my belly. Like I could stick my finger in my belly button, you know, just shoving guts back in there. But there were a few more on the outside too.
Yeah, were you just, were you just like lifting a lot of heavy, like Hans and Franzing a lot of shit? I mean, your whole life? Or...
Well, if you watch the show, I went to the gym. And when we were talking to the trainer, because I had a number of abdominal surgeries. I had a bowel resection because I had severe diverticulitis. I woke up from that with a colostomy bag that I had to wear for 3 months, which I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. I had a hernia surgery. I had appendix taken out. So I told her at the time, I said, I'm going to be prone to hernias. So when we're working out, I just went, she said, oh, I know how to deal with that. And it's just like pop, 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 pop. Oh. It's like playing whack-a-mole with my intestines. It's like pop, 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 pop. And I finally went to the surgeon and they're like, yeah, we have to deal with this. And they just papered the hole inside.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how much longer do you think it'll be before you're healed?
I'm at my third week tomorrow. So, they said like 6 weeks until I could start working out. Oh, it's still kind of like tender. And what's really weird is that like, I can sit up and do stuff now, but like the surface of my belly is just like if my shirt rubs on it, it just hurts. And they said, yeah, that'll happen for a little while. like, thanks for telling me now.
Yeah, I had my gallbladder removed. I'm sure it's nowhere near the amount of pain or anything. But, you know, it took maybe a month after the surgery. And they did laparoscopic. So they cut me open like I'm LBJ. They just did laparoscopic. And so, but that hurt for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah. That's no joke. No. I remember when I got my vasectomy. Everybody, you know, those guys like, oh, it's no big deal. It's a bag of frozen peas, you're fine. They're liars. It took a good 6 months before I felt normal again. I was just like, I was MFing everybody I could think of. I'm like, you're a liar.
And when I got my neo vagina, I had to keep ice on it for quite a while. I got it. See, I didn't have my penis removed. I had it in, it's like, the taint is wasted space. So in between, I don't want to get you in trouble with your people. I go really dirty and dark. And I got to remember, this person has a career.
But you know what? That, with something like that, if you have both, you'll never be alone.
No.
Tim's the only guy. Tim's the only person I know that has a taintus.
Yeah. There's the name of the show, Taintus.
Taintus.
Justin, T-A-N-I-T-A-I-N-T-U-S.
Ain't that sounds like a Roman emperor. Taintus.
Emperor Taintus.
Come here, Taintus.
I love that. Well, you recently had a live show, and it, from the looks of things, it was a success. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was a good time. I mean, it was a lot of work.
How did you? Okay, you had to put all this together. You knew it was coming up. You had surgery. You get out of surgery. You're recuperating. And then you got to go do this live show.
Yeah. And the thing is that in the meantime, I still had to do my job.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So like 3 days after my surgery, I'm driving for 12 hours. And that was insane. But I had to design and order all the shirts. Like we have there's the door shirt with Shauna like pointing at the door all smart assy. We have hoodies that have like Shauna's tattoo on it. We have the Who Buddy shirt, of course. and updated a Puppet Girl shirt, you know, with Riley as Puppet Girl. And I had to get all those finalized, and found a t-shirt guy in Allentown that was well priced. So I had to go over there and deal with that and then go pick it up. So that's 6 hours, just, you know, 3 hours there, 3 hours back. We had pictures, like the family, like a group photo, and then one of Shauna with one of our dogs, you know, for people to sign. We did give away a lot of the Radio Labyrinth Sly Talking stickers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a next one? Do you have it planned out yet?
Oh, it's funny because we're doing the event, and we got to the place. They told us that we weren't supposed to get there until a half hour beforehand. We got there a half hour beforehand, and we found out that the place is packed, and the people have been there since 11. Wow. We got there at like 12:30. You know, we're like, wow. And yeah, it was just full of people that like they act like they know you. It's like, hey,
yeah. Well, they do. Yeah. They think they do, for sure.
Yeah, it was really weird. You know, so yeah, the first Patty, Riley, Tara, and Shauna got up and just talked about, you know, life growing up and you know, silly things that we did, you know, as a family growing up. And they did that for a good 45 minutes. And then the puppet show, we did that for probably about 15 minutes. And then we did a Q&A, and the Q&A was really cool because all of a sudden everybody just started, like, you know, firing questions up. And then we did a meet and greet afterward, and everybody just lined up, and that was a good 2 hours of just meeting, like just them waiting to, you know, for us to sign, you know, pictures. And they all got pictures with us and Shauna and stuff. And, you know, Shauna camped out on stage, and she just had a line of people just like wait to have their moment with Shauna. It was really cool. And the owner came, our agent was there, and went up to our agent. He's like, I own like 3 more clubs on the island, and I want to book them. Ooh. for those places. And our agent's like, oh, we're gonna do about 10 of these. So yeah. Nice. So yeah, he's talking to the lady that booked it. One of the places that we definitely want to do is Pittsburgh, just because that's where we're from. And I'm going to talk to her about maybe Atlanta.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, since we, you know, I've been comedy on the club, show. Right?
Comedy club?
Yeah, that's what we've been doing. We were doing comedy clubs.
Yeah, Jeff, hook him up with Jamie at the Punch.
Yeah. I told him I know. Yeah. The booker and the owner.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is, you know, and the thing is that, you know, I want to make it where if somebody goes to our event and they go to another event, they're not seeing the same thing twice. You know, I want it to be more like fluid, you know, something like, you know, with like, if we can get some down to Atlanta, you know, I'd love to have you guys come, you know, and we can do like a little thing with you guys too.
Oh man.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which I think they know the ratings, right? TLC knows what the ratings for Atlanta are, right? So if they're, you know, even medium sized ratings, you know,
yeah,
target audience, you'll fill it up because people, you know, they love that. You know, if it's a good reality show where they like the people and the people are decent, you're gonna be surprised like you were at your last show. So any update on another season, or are they still waiting?
They're still waiting, but we're not, you know, the people asked us, you know, at the event, we're just like, you know, we'll be somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Pandora's box has been opened. You know, so you know, we have and we've noticed that, you know, we do have people that are interested in seeing what we're doing, and and maybe we can morph it into something that's a little more spread out amongst every family member instead of, you know, kind of keying on Shauna. Nothing against Shauna, but I mean, I think that if we spread it out, it'll have more, you know, more legs, it'll have more staying power, because I think that they can squeeze a little more out of that.
Yeah. You know, the draw that you guys have at a live event like that, and then on top of that, reality show thing that people are expecting to see you do, scripted and unscripted, ad-libbing with the puppets, and especially with Sly. I could see Sly seeing that on TV. I gotta get this guy in my show.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, the show's made it work. You know, all of a sudden, like, you know, they're like, yeah, you know, Mark drew out all the stuff for the shirts, and he built all these puppets and all that other stuff. And, you know, all of a sudden people are like, you can do all that?
Yeah.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
And I brought up Stallone because the Family Stallone premieres in mid-May. So he's doing a reality show.
So I'm sure it's not going to be as good as I Am Shauna Ray, but we'll still watch it.
I'm Sly.
We know why Jeff will be watching the Family Stallone, that's for sure. The daughters Stallone.
Yeah, what's he got? Like, he has four of them? Three or four of them?
He doesn't even know.
Three that I know of, you know.
In Creed, you adapted.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he feels vindicated because this last one wasn't as highly rated as the other ones.
Yeah, it's already on home video on demand.
Yeah, he's like, I wouldn't have made it go dark like that, you know.
Wait, what's on demand?
Creed 3.
Creed 3.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like the Muppets. When Henson died, the Muppets died with him, because they filtered everything through him. He had a sense of humor that was very specific.
Yes.
And they lost that when they stopped trying to replicate the humor that he had. And it's the same thing with the Rocky franchise. Stallone, you know, he knows what he's doing when it comes to that stuff. It has a flavor, and they all have like a cohesiveness. And this last one, they didn't follow that formula. They didn't have the same flavor to it. It shows.
Yeah, because people go to those movies, or I would imagine to see him or to see the connection to Creed, and this isn't there.
Right. Well, and also, those movies, just that they're like, they can't help but be inspirational. I mean, you know it's coming, but you still, you see a Rocky movie after you think you can take on the world.
Yeah, and get it over.
You hear that little tongue, and you know that Rocky's going to be coming back. Come on, it's so bad. You were so bad. You know, and it just, even when he lost everything, you know, when Mickey died and everything else, I mean, it's like, you still knew that he was going to get himself back up, you know?
So Rocky V, when he's, you know, fighting Tommy Gunn on the street.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was kind of cool seeing him actually street fight, you know, and you said how he probably really fought, you know.
Yeah, back when he was, roughing people up for the Philly.
Yeah, run. Yeah, yeah. And that, Tommy Morrison, that's a sad story there.
Yeah, definitely. Drug user.
Because they actually said that he actually hit harder than Tyson, from what I hear.
Tommy Morrison, wow.
Yeah, he actually hit harder than Tyson, but he never got a chance because by the time...
That's crazy.
Yeah. I've been lately, I've been on this like quick Hezbollah kick. You heard about that guy from Russia?
No.
He's a little guy that
I know you're talking about. Yeah, there's memes all over social media. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. Kid. Yeah, he like wants to be an MMA fighter.
Yeah. How old is he? I'm looking at
he's 21.
20. God, he looks like he's 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, he looks like a baby.
He does. He does. And there's another guy around that same area that has the same affliction, that they hate each other. They want to fight, but the Russian government right now won't let them because they said that it's like, you know, so immoral or something like that. I'm like, let them go.
Let them go. Oh, my God.
Because I see a lot of comments where people are saying that, like, Shauna should date him. And then I saw, it's hilarious because this group of guys from America brought him over here, took him to Vegas and stuff.
Right.
And this guy, Hezbollah, he has a thing for knives. And he just was like chasing this guy around with his knife. And I don't know how he didn't stab him. it was quite entertaining.
His sister has the same condition. I'm just looking on the Wikipedia.
Oh, does she? There.
Yeah.
Oh.
Something in that Caspian seawater.
Yeah. Well, how close are they to Chernobyl?
Pretty far away from Chernobyl, but it might be down in. Mark, we got to do views and snooze in our staff picks. You want to join us and give us your staff pick for the week? And
absolutely.
Before all that, do all your plugs. And you don't have to do Sly. You can just do your plugs.
Well, I got on This Day Cartoons on Instagram and www.whobuddies.com. Coming soon is going to be Who Buddies store on Etsy. That's where we're going to be selling all of our shirts and stuff like that. We decided that we're just going to consolidate everything, and there's something coming your way.
Yeah, I heard that. My son is probably going to freak out, so I'll have to keep him in the closet in here.
That's fun. Yeah, the kid opens up the closet. Ah!
No.
Monsters.
His views
for.
Or news.
Yeah, last week was High Science, Mrs. Davis, and Quasi, which I watched Quasi out of all three of those.
Yeah.
It was okay. Dustin, did you like it?
It was okay. Yeah, it wasn't my favorite of theirs, but I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah,
it's still funny.
Didn't it feel like it was a bad Adam Sandler movie that didn't have Adam Sandler in it?
Yeah, it was done. It felt like it was done by Happy Productions, but with no characters from there.
Yeah,
I like their stuff, but I think they're almost better now individually as opposed to a group. They've kind of outgrown their troupe.
Steph, you didn't like Mrs. Davis, right?
I don't know. Honestly, yeah. I don't know if I'll go back to it. I watched it and it was just, there was elements I liked, but it just felt like a big slop fest. It was like too much going on.
Yeah.
And not in the way that it was entertaining on Preacher.
Yeah.
It's like they were trying to be Preacher, but it's not that.
No, you can't be Preacher. Preacher.
No.
All right. What do we got?
This week, Love and Death on HBO Max. This is that new Elizabeth Olsen. Lily Rabe, Jesse Plemons show.
What is going on with this? Was this not Candy on Hulu?
Yeah, this is based on that
same
story. Yeah.
Which they did it very well on there. Jessica Biel was great in that character. That whole, I don't understand, why are they doing this? They already did this shit on Hulu.
Yeah. People love true crime. I guess they just keep beating the horse.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to snooze on that for sure.
And number two, Sweet Tooth comes back this week on Netflix. That was that show that we all liked.
Girl with the Antlers?
Yeah, the kids that are half animals, half kids.
Oh, yeah. I guess I should watch the first season.
Wasn't there a show called Manimal at some point?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's abuse for me. And then Citadel on Prime. This is that new Russo Brothers series that's supposed to set off a whole like Russo universe of films and shows. I don't know. It doesn't look great to me, but just doesn't seem like my kind of thing.
It's not about the Citadel down in South Carolina, is it?
It's just a spy series.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to probably snooze on that. Caitlin just started watching The Diplomat, which I enjoyed the first episode of.
I don't know. What was that one? What's that one that had Christopher Waltz in it?
Oh.
The Consultant.
You yes. Like oh, that, oh, good one. Yeah.
That was crazy. That
yeah. Yeah. I watched
all of that.
Yep. Same here.
Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? You need to contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. In Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366. That's 706-316-9366. Or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Yeah, mine is Nora from Queens comes back on HBO Max and Comedy Central. This week, I love that show with Awkwafina. And also, I came across this show also on HBO Max called Fired on Mars.
I watched the first episode. I enjoyed that.
It's Luke Wilson. It's an animated cartoon series about this this dude named Jeff, who's a graphic designer.
Yeah. And up your alley. Stole your life.
Yeah.
I loved it. We watched the first two episodes. Yeah, it was really good.
He like, gave up his whole life to move to Mars, and then he gets there and they fire him.
What's that on?
It's on HBO Max.
Oh, okay, okay. I saw.
Pete Davidson was supposed to be in it, but he bailed, I guess, last minute. Good. So they got Luke Wilson.
Oh, he's perfect. Oh, yeah. Cool. So glad they got him to do it.
Oh, I'm fired.
It was good. That's my staff picks.
Awesome. Steph?
Mine is this Saturday on HBO. It's the David Bowie documentary, Moon Age Daydream, premieres this Saturday, April 28th, and it looks really good. It looks
That's
like
my
they...
birthday.
Oh, well, happy,
oh okay. happy birthday. Well, thank and you. They say that it, I mean, it got like, I don't even know, ratings out of this world is like one of the best music docs ever made, da 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 da. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm a huge Bowie fan, so I can't wait to watch it.
Are they doing his whole life, or are they just doing like a... one of his
it's just Tin Machine, that's all.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you never know, because he had all those different characters that he brought out that
it looked like a lot of it was from the Ziggy Stardust era. Yeah. But I don't know if they're going to take it all the way from the beginning to the end, but the way that they're doing it, it looks like it's going to be, you know, because it's hard to do a music documentary and keep people entertained throughout the whole thing. I mean, it can't be just music, but then you can't just be boring the shit out of people telling them a bunch of facts. So
it looks like
they got the good mix. And I finally saw Cocaine Bear and I loved it. It was so much fun.
Yay.
That was so much fun.
Stallone's still healing from his experiment.
Yeah. God, that really Margot Martindale being dragged by or falling out of the ambulance was my favorite.
That was all the characters were, they were so funny. I laughed so much. It really is a comedy, but just with a lot of gore.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. if this was Ray Liotta's last movie, he went out on a high note.
He truly did.
No pun intended.
He does have one more movie, by the way, Charlie Day's new movie that's coming out. He was in it. So that'll be his last. Yeah.
Oh.
That'll be his last movie. I think he may have filmed it before, but
yeah, he wrapped it's coming it before. Out. Last. Yeah.
My staff pick is it's a show on Netflix, starts tomorrow, I think, called King of Collectibles, The Golden Touch.
I want to see that.
Yeah, the family named Golden. They own a collectible house, auction house, and it basically goes through a lot of sports memorabilia, collectibles. I mean, everything from Beanie Babies to baseball cards, and they find rare stuff. And it's from the same producers of actually, it's from Peyton Manning is one of the producers on it. So it's kind of, I guess, along the same line as Pawn Stars. Same production company. Yeah.
And that's on Netflix?
Yeah, starts tomorrow.
Cool. That's very cool.
My staff pick is White House Plumbers, which is about the people that, I guess, covered up or were involved with the Watergate. It's by the people who did Veep, so there'll probably be a lot of funny stuff in it. Maybe a tongue-in-cheek look. I think Justin Theroux does a very good job at looking and sounding like, G. Gordon Liddy, if you're listening to my show on WJFK in Washington, D.C., I'll be talking... talking today about my favorite SLR cameras and how you can take down a Fed with a rifle or a scope from 500 feet away. He actually said and got him in a lot of trouble. But G. Gordon Liddy, a fascinating character. Woody Harrelson is in this as well.
Magnificent porn stash.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're ever bored one night and you're at home and you're on YouTube and you want to know more about G. Gordon Liddy, find interviews, because he was on Letterman a bunch, and early Letterman, a late night with David Letterman on NBC when you know, the interviews were three segments long. It's fascinating, man. Interesting, man. And I, of course, I've always been obsessed with Nixon and that era. So I'm definitely...
It always reminded me of Henry Hill.
They were in the same prison. They were in the same prison. Yeah. Well, they were in the same. It was in Allenwood, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
There's a federal prison there. I think there's two of them, but they were in this prison together. And G. Gordon Liddy led a hunger strike, which drew too much attention, and Henry couldn't get his shit smuggled in because his wife would go, or his girlfriend would go, and throw stuff over the wall, and Henry would be out there to catch it, like, you know, like the salami and all that shit you see.
Yeah,
that really happened. And G. Gordon Liddy was causing too much trouble, so he was taking Jewish conversion classes. Henry Hill was, to become a Jewish person of the faith. And I think somehow he was able to transfer to a different prison, or G. Gordon Liddy did. I don't remember. It was a long time. Right off
that. They just seem to have the same aura around them.
Yeah.
Mark, you got anything you were looking forward to?
I don't know when it's coming out, but look out for The Girls on the Bus. That's going to be on HBO Max. I'm in episode 2.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
And actually, Sean is... going tomorrow to film in a low budget movie.
Good for her.
She's playing an elf named Nikki in the Christmas movie.
That's cool though. Sweet.
Yeah.
Good for her and for you.
Yeah.
All right. Please make sure that you rate and review us, no matter where you're listening or watching, especially on YouTube. Dustin does a kick-ass job of putting the show together every week, so acknowledge that, would you please? Steph, what's going on with Barkville?
I don't know. I don't think we have an event this weekend. I have one Friday, but the show will come out after my event. Okay. I already talked about it last week, so.
Well, hey, did that video ever work? Did that help out?
As far as I know, I really appreciate you guys doing it. It's just
they can keep using that, you know. It's just...
Yeah, I think they were going to put it on the website or whatever, but okay. I mean, it's just anything that we can get. It's like you're just spooning salt out of the ocean, basically. I mean, you save 2, 20 die. I mean, it's fun. This is a fun thing to do down here. I'll tell you that.
You know what, it takes somebody with a heart that's able to do that, because you're taking them into your home and fostering them, and then you're letting them, you know, go back or go to a new home. You know, that's a lot of dedication. So
yeah, I saw the picture of you with that one dog in your car when you're taking them back.
Harlow. Harlow still needs a foster. Anybody, if you're interested in fostering Harlow, that would be amazing to get him out of boarding, because our boarding costs are like through the roof. So but
here's Coda.
Harlow's a super sweetheart. Oh, look at that cutie.
This is Coda. He's a big bear.
Guys, thanks a lot. Have a great week. Mark, hope we get to talk to you again soon. Anytime you want to do a Sly video, please send it our way, okay?
Yeah, once things are starting to settle down here again, I'm going to start doing them again. It just got so hectic there for a little bit.
Well, the last one was so fucking funny there.
Put me in ejecto bed. I didn't know that.
We'll talk to you next week. Until that time, please remember to keep it a chance.